All state employees will be required to take 8 furlough days or unpaid days off in each of the next 2 budget years. The furloughs were ordered by Governor Jim Doyle as a cost-saving measure. Other state agencies have designated half of the furlough days and left it up to workers to decide when to take the other half, but not at the DMV. Operations Director Patrick Fernan says the department was concerned that keeping offices open but short-staffed would have meant longer lines for customers.
We discussed both options, and we felt from a customer service perspective that it would be best to close to the public for 4 additional days spread out over the course of the year to minimize wait time increases.
Fernan says people who visit the DMV Friday will be met with signs telling them offices are closed. He says his department tried to get the word out, but it will be unfortunate if people do show up. It won't altogether halt DMV business. Fernan says people can still access the department's automated phone system to make road test appointments and visit the website to renew their vehicle registrations.
The only transactions that really need to be done in person are your driver's license or ID card renewal. And since you can renew those up to 1 year in advance, being closed for 1 day a month really shouldn't have any impact on those customers.
Fernan says DMV offices will be closed for another furlough day, September 4th, and all state offices will close on Columbus Day and the Friday after Thanksgiving. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.